Well, many of us will be coming together to celebrate the holidays with friends and family, maybe some of them even today here on Christmas Eve. I'm Mike Davis, and here to tell us more about how he spends the holiday season, South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And first of all, Commissioner, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you, Mike, and Merry Christmas to you and all the folks listening. But I am probably just like everyone listening. I just look forward to Christmas because it is a special time with my family, extended family, our sons and wives and grandchildren get in. We started a couple of years ago something we call 48 Hours of Christmas, just try to schedule as much good food and fun and playing games and doing a little bit of reading of the Christmas story and everything else that we can pack in 48 hours. And then sometimes we're glad to see them go. we're more glad to see them coming, just like I'm sure everyone is. But Blanche will break out some of the best recipes that she has, and our sons, all of them like to cook, so everyone gets involved. And I think I'm just sort of the MC or the guy, like, you know, keeping all the plates spinning and everybody on schedule and whatnot. But probably just like many of our households across South Carolina, but what we try to do is we try to look forward ways to support, you know, our local farmers, even in this time of the year with the products that we can find and buy from South Carolina. And of course, you know, next week on New Year's Day, you got to have collards. So
yes, sir.
But we'll talk about that next. But so it's just a great time that we all relax and appreciate the blessings that we have, those that our farmers supply for us, and really the privilege of being a part of this great industry.
I do have to ask you about one thing. A little birdie told me about a recipe for creamed onions. Tell me a little something about that.
Well, that was from Blanche's grandmother. They called her Mommy. And every year when she was living, she was the Christmas Eve host. And creamed onions were always something we would look forward to eating. And I think Blanche has mastered it, so it'll survive for at least a few more generations. But it is one not to pass on and leave some extra room on the plate for them.
Yeah, I came into December thinking, you know, I really needed to slim down, get in shape, and it's just the wrong time of year to be doing that.
No.
I'm going to have to push that off to 2020.
Yeah, that's January. Do that in January, not now.
Yes,
too
sir.
Too many good opportunities.
Oh, I know, and I've already experienced some of them. Looking forward to many more coming up in the next few days with family, both sides of the family. So it sounds like you've got some great plans in store, and I do too, and I certainly hope all of our listeners do. Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Well, just to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and to have a great time with your family, and just to be very much aware and be focused on the real reason that we celebrate Christmas, and just enjoy it to the maximum.
With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Merry Christmas from all of us here at the Southern Farm Network.